Stop three is the large oak tree on the right side of the path.
You have just entered one of Broadmoor's other major habitats. This is a mixed white pine and oak forest, one of the most common forest communities in southern New England. A word of caution before you walk through the forest, poison ivy is quite common at the edge. Poison ivy has three shiny green leaves that turn a gorgeous crimson or yellow in autumn. Sometimes the leaves have a thumb-like lobe. The stems are always smooth with no thorns or prickles, and the berries are greenish-white. Poison ivy grows as a low plant, a small shrub, or a climbing vine. The vines are hairy, with aerial roots, and can give you a rash even if they have no leaves. Stop and compare your sensory perception of this place with that of the field. Turn your face upward to gauge sunlight, temperature, and wind. Does the earth smell moist, dry, earthy, or fragrant with flowers? How have the sounds around you changed? The forest canopy of leaves overhead creates a cooler, moister habitat than the field. A large oak tree is a couple of arm lengths away on your right. You may have to turn and take a step or two so that you can reach out and touch its trunk. You will be able to feel the textures of several organisms. The bark of the tree is thick and coarse with vertical furrows. Lichens and mosses grow on the trunk. The rubbery, thin patches of lichens contrast with the soft, cushiony patches of moss. The oaks are producing acorns now. You can hear them falling to the ground or feel them like small marbles under your feet, especially in a mast year when the crop of acorns is much more abundant than normal. Throughout September and until the third week of October, the forest canopy will remain leafy and shady. First to lose their leaves, the maples blaze red and yellow by mid-October. Next, the beech leaves turn a coppery orange. The oaks retain their dull reddish-brown leaves long after the others are gone. By the 1st of November, the deciduous trees are bare. The white pines are evergreen but do lose some of their needles each fall. As you walk down the trail, you may be able to hear the soft crunch of leaves and pine needles underfoot. When tread upon, they smell like dry summer sun. It's time to continue along the forest trail. Be aware of the variety of sounds as you walk. Try to get a sense of place for the forest.
Stop 4 is a hairpin bend in the trail 115 feet from the large oak. As you walk, follow the upward sloping embankment or hillside along the right side of the trail. You'll go straight for a little over 100 feet, then you will turn sharply to follow the curve of the embankment and trail. Stop where the embankment ends, just around the bend. This is stop 4. Enter 4 to continue. If you hang up, be sure to call us back first.